This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice. It's naughty but nice.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew joins us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. We missed you last week. We had a few little issues, technical stuff, but we're back today. Mm-hmm. So it is so good to see your face, hear your voice. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Big story at the top of the show, and we're going to tread very carefully on this one because it's quite controversial. So InTouch magazine are reporting that Hugh Jackman is, quote, romancing his Broadway co-star Sutton Foster after separating from his wife. So this is a bombshell report. It has just dropped, and they're saying that Hugh Jackman, who is separated but still married to his longtime wife over 27 years, I know her, Deb, they have a reason now why they have separated. So it came out of the blue, didn't it? After 27 years, for a couple to suddenly just announce they're separating. I remember where I was the day that the news broke. I was actually with a friend of Hugh's, and the news exploded. They put out a statement saying it had ended, and now we are finding out, at least from InTouch, that his Broadway star, who is also married, let's point out, Sutton Foster, might be the reason. Sources say, quote, their romance is an open secret on Broadway. Now, they starred together in the revival of The Music Man, and that's when they are rumoured to have started to connect, to fall in love a little bit. Sources are saying he's besotted with Sutton. Who isn't? She's absolutely adorable, but she's married, and so are you. So he's besotted with her from the moment he met her. And I get this. I love this. He followed her around like a puppy. Now, I have some friends who worked on that show who told me the same thing. Now, they did not tell me they were dating, but they said something's really odd about this friendship, like the chemistry. It's almost too much. Now, they're brilliant actors, the two of them, but sometimes you know when something's a little up. They go on to report that she's giddy around him and that she raved that, quote, he's the greatest thing that has come out of this whole experience. She said that about working with him. Now, this is one of the reasons that she fell in love. Insiders are saying he's a much bigger star than her. Let's be honest here. We're not being cruel here. He's a movie star. She's a Broadway star. I love her TV stuff with Darren Star, Younger. I love all that. And Hilary Duff. I love it. But Hugh Jackman is an international movie star. So reports are, when they both signed on to do The Music Man, he insisted that she get the same billing as him, same size, above the title. It didn't say Hugh Jackman in The Music Man. It said Hugh and Sutton Foster in The Music Man. And both of them had the same billing. So there's a lot to digest here. What it certainly does, though, Corey, and let's just say it, we're naughty today on the show, it puts to bed those gay rumours. Which would hurt, let's be honest, Corey. People had been whispering for a long time about Hume. My insider's told me he never, ever was gay. He likes gay men, he has lots of gay friends, he's a Broadway star, so he's in that community. But nobody has ever said, nobody, I've not heard one person that has told me they kissed Hugh Jackman. And if he was, those stories get out. What do you think about this rumour, Sutton Foster, Hugh Jackman, oof?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that it's one of those things that we see so often with people who are working together. It's romance in the workplace. It's no different than if it were The Office, around the office water cooler, but this happens to be the water cooler of Broadway, so it's a little different. But I'm not surprised. What just happened to, remember, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston,
you know? And
although Angelina wasn't married, I don't think, at the time.
She wasn't married, but he was.
He was, so he would have known better. Yeah, and this happens a lot in this field. So, I don't know, she sounds awfully in love. All the giddiness and the giggling. Giddiness. We've all been there. Everything
I've met people in the work environment that I've been a bit giddy about, but I've never gone the extra step. Thank goodness it's not. I've not done that. I've never dated anybody.
No office romance for you?
I've never had, that's what I'm trying to say. I've never had an office romance. Never, ever. Even when I was single, I just never, I don't know, I take work quite seriously. Even though we're quite silly on this show, I get it. We laugh and giggle for 20 minutes. There's a lot of work that goes into putting on a really good show, and I'm so focused on that. I think too, and this is a good quality, I think, I surround myself with friends. It's never people I have a crush on. Now, pals of mine, Corey, they often hire cutie patooties and then they flirt with them. So I have a friend I know who runs quite a big company, and he's hired a lot of very beautiful young ladies there, and I'm sure they weren't hired because they knew the job necessarily. And so I've not done that. I always want the best to do it. I'm not saying Sutton's not the best, but this is just something. And, you know, to throw away 27 years, that's a long marriage.
Yes, but you know, men very often have this, we call it the 7-year itch, or it's called the midlife crisis.
Yes.
And something happens with men where they need to feel young again. And the easy thing to do is buy a car that's like a convertible Porsche or something, or get like, you know, a woman half your age who's, you know, who's going to be like the symbol of youth and beauty. And they're like reliving their own youth through that, but they will throw away a lifetime, a marriage over something silly.
It's so silly. I remember before the big scandal with Matt Lauer, I was having lunch with Matt and we walked down Park Avenue. We walked past a Ferrari dealership and he stopped and he looked in the window and he said to me, if I bought a red convertible Ferrari, would it look like I was having a midlife crisis? And I said, absolutely yes. Yes, you'd look ridiculous. When I see these gentlemen, and we do in New York, when we go out to fabulous events or parties, I see these gentlemen with much younger ladies, I never think, wow, doesn't he look great? I always think, what a fool he looks. Like, it's never a flattering look.
Well, it depends. If the guy's like Richard Gere hot, like, you know, there's the older men who it would make a lot of sense because they could be super hot even though they're older. But usually that's not the case. Usually the girl is. Yeah.
It's not the case. Yeah. This story is going to keep going. Now, Sutton has not said anything. Hugh has not said anything. But In Touch are reporting it. I'd heard the rumours. Let me be honest here. I'd heard the rumours. And I have friends of friends who know Hugh. So I've always tread very carefully about this. I'm quite careful when I really like somebody. And Hugh Jackman, I thought, was a really, really good guy. But now this story has broken. Every reporter in the city is trying to find out more details. Is she still with her husband? Did Deb kick him out? Did Deb, the wife, find out about this? There's so many questions here. But we have a question for you. Hugh Jackman is romancing his Broadway co-star Sutton Foster after separating from his wife. Are you suspicious about the timing? When did this actually happen? It's the Brad and Angelina story, isn't it? They absolutely insist they did nothing until he had left Jen. Recently, Amy Roback and TJ Holmes, they're bending themselves like a pretzel, trying to say that they didn't hook up until they had left their spouses. I'm not quite sure. All this fits together. Are you suspicious about the timing? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, this is a different sort of relationship story, and it's really sweet. So Taylor Lautner, he says that his ex, Taylor Swift, absolutely dumped him, and he talked about rekindling their friendship. So he's opening up about his girlfriend-turned-friend, Taylor Swift. You know, he says, I think you respect somebody when you respect them for who they are, like in their soul. It allows you to move on, forgive, and continue that love in a different way. Now, the Twilight star said that really wholeheartedly, and he dated Swift, of course, in the fall of 2009. He says they stayed friendly. He said we would see each other now and then, but we did then fall out of touch and didn't talk for a while. He continued, noting that they were just both so young at the time. Mm. And they really were. I mean, think about that. Mm-hmm. 2009, we're in 2023, and they're still young now. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So that's what that they were young. But he says, honestly, I would say one of the greater things to happen in my life over the last year is rekindling our friendship. He says that, you know, Taylor Swift is just someone you want to have in your life. He says that she's pretty great to have in your life, actually. And he did think back, and he was asked, like, which one of them broke up with the other. Oh, and after he was sort of like, I think he was trying to save face because he didn't want to be embarrassed. Yes. But he finally did answer the question, honestly. And he was like, you know, she was the one who dumped me. So hats off to him for being honest about it. And I do love the story, though, Rob, because it does show that, you know, women and men can have platonic relationships as well that are very positive if they get the whole love mess out of the way, right? What do you think? Yes.
Oh, I always get it out of the way. I want friendship with everybody I meet. I totally believe my new best friend is just around the corner. I believe every time I go out for a drink and an event. I like this. I really do like it because they are close. Recently, he was at one of her shows doing somersaults. She brought him out on stage and they've hung out together, including with his wife. And so they're really good friends now. I do like them. And I know it's so naughty, but I always like to know who dumped who. I do. When friends of mine break up, it's the first thing I think of, Mark. When celebrities break up, it's the first thing I think of. Mm. And it's no shame. Oh, I've been dumped a lot of times, Mark.
Well, we've both been there. Me too.
I have. Fools, I hope they're listening now. Hello, hello, hello. We got the last laugh. Okay, moving along. I love this story. The hardest working member of the royal family has been revealed. Drum roll, please. It is Princess Anne. Anne comes out on top of the hardest working member of the firm list. The Princess Royal, she's 73, she took on more engagements than anybody else in the Windsor clan. The Telegraph, which is quite a fancy newspaper in London, and the Court's circular has calculated that Anne attended 457 engagements last year. That's more than days of the week. Charles is number two, a brother, the King. He came in second with 425. Well, that's a lot too. Now, royal biographer Dickie Arbiter, I know his daughter, Victoria. Mm. She's fabulous. Hello, Victoria. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Vicky.
He said, Anne just gets on with it. And she carries out multiple engagements in one day. She never, ever complains. Now, he does point out that much of the King's work is behind the scenes. Okay. So he has to go through the red boxes. And that doesn't mention a warrant on the court calendar. So Charles actually does do a lot of stuff that never appears on the calendar. But if we just look at this calendar and we look at events, Anne is doing more than one event a day every single day of the year. Did you think it would be her? Who did you think?
You know, for some reason, I have to be honest, I thought for some reason it would have been William and Kate because they're younger and seemingly having more stamina. And I do wonder if the queen, if the king, excuse me, and Prince Anne, I wonder if it's because Harry and Meghan are not there. So there's like this whole slew of things that would have been there. So they have to pick up the slack.
That's interesting. They did pick up some of the slack, didn't they? And I think I understand what you're saying here. Whenever William or Kate does anything, they're on the cover of the newspaper. So they get more attention for what they do. But actually what they do is significantly less than their Auntie Anne. Anne's the one. Anne is everybody, all my royal sources. tell me. She's fabulous. She's their favourite. They said she loves a gin. She loves a drink, and she's got quite a sharp tongue.
Fabulous.
And she doesn't tolerate a fool, and she's in on the joke of how ridiculous this is, walking around with a crown on your head. I mean, it's quite a ridiculous thing. I feel quite grand when I go out in a new pair of shoes. Can you imagine if I had a crown, how ridiculous I would be? And it might be my favorite. I love people that work hard too. We say it on this show all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not that talented. I work hard. I work harder than anybody else. I put in the work. Yes. You put in the work, Corey. I've got to admit that. Your work ethic, second to none.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And you're talented, monster. I know. You're a double whammy. Okay, more relationships. Oh, it's a relationship show today. What's
like
going on with Tom Brady and Irina Shayk? We spotted them together in Miami. Yes. Are they together? Are they not? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's on-again, off-again relationship with Irina Shayk seemed to be heating up after they were spotted together at Art Basel in Miami. But, however, things may be cooling off a little bit because apparently the retired NFL star was reportedly keeping his options open after being spotted flirting with a mystery blonde woman. Now, he was, of course, with Shayk at an event last week, but he found his way to Leonardo DiCaprio somehow in what Page Six described as a slew of models in the VIP section at billionaire entrepreneur Wayne Boych's party. That sounds fabulous. But at the party, Brady reportedly zeroed in on one particular blonde woman in a little short pink dress. And all the girls were going over to talk to Tom, and they were giggling and
And,
you know, because he's okay. He's not too bad looking in the looks department. But there were a lot of women chatting him up, trying to get his attention, but he only seemed focused on this one blonde. And then there was a snapshot that was captured that showed, like, all these girls, all the models huddled up around Tom, and the mystery woman was cozied up right next to him. But quite honestly, though, no matter where you are in Miami at a nightclub, like, every photo, snapshot would
You're right.
Because there's girls everywhere. Absolutely. So I don't know.
I'm no secret here, Naughties. I'm gay. And when I go to nightclubs in Miami, I have 100 girls around me too. And they're barking up the wrong tree, darling.
Yeah.
Barking up the wrong tree. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Thank you, darling. Last show, we talked about Tom Cruise, who reportedly has found love with a Russian lady who is half his age.
Of course.
My question was, does age actually matter? Does it matter? Let's have a look. Oh, 70% said no. It doesn't matter. It certainly doesn't matter when you're as rich as Tom Cruise. And so I do understand what you're saying here. Let's be honest, too. If you were going to date Tom Cruise, his age would be the least of my worries.
Absolutely,
like, there's many other reasons to run.
I don't think the
wink, we're treading carefully.
But
I think there's a lot of other reasons. So I agree with you, Naughties. And don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page, at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, Naughty Girls Amber. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now, It's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, this one includes our wonderful girl we love, Julia Roberts. I'm a
love
big
her.
Fan. So she and her long-time husband, Danny Moeder, you know, they have this unique way of solving their disagreements, and it really works for them, and maybe we could all learn something from it. So Julia and Danny, they have disagreements over the years, and of course, and a source told Us Weekly recently that when things were contentious, they would take some time apart to reset just a few days or a week so they could start to miss each other. In other words, instead of making matters worse by digging deeper into the subject or repeating the argument over and over again, Roberts and Moeder prefer to cool off and reconnect once things have settled. And at the end of the day, I guess it's working for them because it's a wonderful match. I don't think that would work for me and Joey.
Oh, not me either.
No. I'd be like, what's he doing? Where is he?
Wait, you know? I like a good fight. I like a good fight, a good scream, and then we're okay afterwards. I don't know if this would work for me, but the reason it's the nicest of the day is that, you know, we have different things that work for different people. I'm not going to judge other people's lives. If this worked for Julia and Danny, good for them.
I
think that's the secret to a successful relationship. Find out what works for you. Don't listen to your friends. Don't copy people in your family. It's your relationship. It's your life. Decide what works for you. Okay, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Naughty.
Oprah's our naughtiest, and it's very rare because I do love her. Oprah's saying, yeah. that Beyoncé was not even at a negotiation to join the cast of The Color Purple. So Oprah said, would she make a movie in the $90 to $100 million range? Everybody wants to bring in Beyoncé. And yeah, Oprah, who's friends with Beyoncé, was like, listen, we love Beyoncé, we love Rihanna, but there are other actors who can do this. She was also advised that Beyoncé was a little bit busy. She's Beyoncé. She's really busy.
She was.
And so she's saying that they didn't even consider it. I love Fantasia. I love the casting. I think this movie is going to be great.
Unbelievable.
But can you imagine if Beyoncé was in The Color Purple? Oh.
Well, listen, I will just tell you that I think it was great that they didn't, because the magic of the movie, the original film, was that other than Oprah, most of that cast, they were not household names.
Yeah.
So you were not distracted by the performances. Oh. So I find that a beloved film like that, Beyoncé, she can't help it. She would have overshadowed.
Yeah, it's by Beyoncé. Yeah.
She would have been Beyoncé.
It wouldn't be Celie. It would be Beyoncé.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine if she played Shug or in the
nightclub. Yeah, that would be fabulous. That would have been the role.
I saw Jennifer Hudson do it on Broadway. Oh, she was fabulous.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, she was. I saw Fantasia do it on Broadway too. Oh, she was fabulous. A few of my friends have seen this movie. They got invited to a screening, a preview.
Yes.
Corey, they raved about it.
Well, you know, I have a preview from my, you know, they sent me I have a Color Purple package too.
Oh, I'll give you $10 if you give me the CD. Oh, I love it. You're so fabulous. Okay, let's end with the moment of Rob.
You get a Rob.
You can't create chaos in the lives of others and expect peace to come to you. No matter what they did to you or how you feel, causing hurt to others is never, ever going to bring healing to you. So if you're the type of person, I've been this person, tries to create chaos in other people's lives, it doesn't work. All it does is bring chaos into your life.
Amen.
Cut it out. Okay, that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And, not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.